You know, the old paper bag that we used to use at one time, those were everything, you know. We need to go back to more of that.
How much do you remember about those paper bags? If you're from the older generation or live with grandparents, then chances are you've heard how useful those paper bags were when going shopping. Production of paper bags went on the decline over the last few decades. But with the government moving to ban the importation, manufacture, and distribution of single-use plastic bags effective January 1, 2019, at least one environmentalist believes paper bags are about to make a comeback. Despite concerns over issues like household waste disposal after scandal bags are banned, Chief Executive Officer of Environmental Solutions Limited, Eleanor Jones, says the time is right to cut our dependence on the carriers.
We are pleased that there is some concerted effort to really deal with the tremendous amount of plastic waste that is in our landscape. So it's a positive move. How we deal with the management of plastics is something that I think requires a bit more of a holistic approach, because we really are talking about waste.
The collection of plastics in the country has been a difficult exercise, but Ms. Jones says the ban will lead to greater consciousness among Jamaicans on their use of single-use plastic bags, as well as plastic straws and styrofoam, which will also be banned in January.
When the issue was first brought up, I really became sensitized to the extent to which small cookshops and so on use these containers. So we have to look for options, because if we don't do that, then it's not going to be possible to really get the effect that we want.
Some plastics can take up to 1,000 years to decompose, but before then, they often make their way into our oceans, streams, and waterways, impacting our environment and, in the long run, our health.
It damages marine life. It's a big issue globally, and, you know, we are a small island. We need to be making our contribution to that, because the sea is full of waste and it doesn't break down. And so you find, you know, marine life, you find fish with ingesting plastic. So it is a health risk.
Improper disposal of plastics have also created disruptions to life and property.
We dispose of it, you see, all the plastics in the gullies, and then we choke our drainage ways so that when you have excessive rainfall, you get flooding in areas where you would not have.
So with plastics threatening our existence, the time is right to find suitable alternatives. How do you feel about using cups, utensils, or plates made from plants?
We have explored in the past material made from fiber, you know, from plant material, your disposable cups and straws. And there was a time when everything was paper, you know, long, many decades ago. So we now have to go back to exploring what some of those alternatives might be. And there are some of them on the market.
Ms. Jones believes the reduction in the use of plastics created by the ban will spur greater effort to manufacture alternatives to plastics locally. Venturing into the production or importation of suggested alternatives is likely to cost more, but it is a small price to pay to reduce plastic pollution.
I remember a few years ago, there was an entrepreneur that tried to introduce some of these made from bamboo. They were very, very attractive. I mean, you know, just regular disposable things. So the price point is really what is going to be a factor. And so we have to try to find ways that it can be affordable, because even, you know, some of our restaurants have introduced alternative packaging, but it is a lot more expensive than the form of plastic or styrofoam.
CEO and Chairman of Environmental Solutions Limited, Eleanor Jones. Did you know bamboo could be an alternative to plastic? Well, you learned that on today's program. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, I'm Anthony Morgan.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harbourview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.